Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A pedestrian was found in a ditch after a hit-and-run Sunday in Arkansas City. This, according to the Cowley County Sheriff's Office, the driver arrested on suspicion of duty of driver involving great bodily harm. The pedestrian taken in critical condition to a hospital in Arkansas City, then flown to Wichita. His current condition is unknown. And a canine memorial is scheduled to be unveiled this month. J.P. Bizette has more.
The Seward County Sheriff's Office invites the community for the unveiling of its canine memorial stone at Rest Lawn Cemetery, February 16th at 3 p.m. They'll be dedicating this area as a final resting place for the canine law enforcement service dogs within Seward County. A resolution passed last April by the Seward County Board of Commissioners authorizes burial of Seward County Law Enforcement Agency canines in Rest Lawn Cemetery. The canine memorial stone was donated by Hornung Funeral Home.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
I studied Spanish in college and never got fluent, but then I tried Babbel.
Want the most effective way to learn another language? In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons will have you learning another language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel is all conversation-based, so it gets you speaking quickly about things you actually talk about in the real world.
You'll really see a difference in how you can speak and how conversational you can be in just a few weeks.
Babbel isn't just lessons. You can listen to podcasts, play games, watch videos. You can even take live online classes with a language teacher. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel.
The lessons online and in the app make it easy to learn from pretty much anywhere.
University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard announced on Monday that the agency has awarded Kansas Suicide Prevention Headquarters, or KSPHQ, $231,616 to support the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition's continued enhancement of suicide prevention efforts, goals, and activities across the state. KSPHQ will be responsible for providing logistical and financial support to the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition as a whole, including its executive committee and designated subgroups. They will work to provide technical and subject matter expertise, develop social media and website hosting, and collaborate on the execution of activities as they relate to identifiable statewide priorities. To increase capacity, sustainability, and partnership in the area of suicide prevention in Kansas, the establishment of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition represents both public and private sectors that seek to empower Kansans to connect to suicide efforts that are already being carried out. Goals of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition include to provide enrollment support to new and existing members, facilitate the annual review and updates of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Plan, assist in completing an environmental scan of suicide prevention activities statewide, organize an in-person annual meeting of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition that includes suicide prevention and intervention trainers, and provide information to policymakers and advocates on how to enhance efforts of suicide prevention. To complete these goals, education from members and the communities they represent is emphasized and encouraged. The Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition promotes sharing of resources, connecting organizations, identifying populations most at risk, and addressing behavioral health disparities that exist. The Kansas State House of Representatives Education Committee is set to hold a hearing on a bill on Wednesday, which some are calling yet another version of a parent's bill of rights. This bill, House Bill 2236, calls for school districts to establish a parent's right to direct the education and upbringing of their children, including the right to object to harmful or inappropriate educational materials and activities. Lawmakers in Kansas debated several similar proposals last session. Republican Representative Pat Proctor said people are dissatisfied with how their kids are being educated right now, and they're dissatisfied that these skyrocketing property taxes that we're all paying are going to fund it. And until they address that fundamental dissatisfaction, this issue is not going away. Republican Representative Adam Thomas from the Kansas City area introduced the bill, HB 2236, last week. The Kansas Association of School Boards wrote online that it will oppose this proposal, as this particular version would allow parents who disagree with what schools are offering to remove their student from a class or program without affecting academic records. Representative Proctor said he thinks that the reason that there's a push for this right now is because parents were home with their kids watching what their kids were learning on Zoom during COVID. The hearing is set for 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday in Topeka, though this does not guarantee a vote. It allows Kansans to tell lawmakers what they think. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported an unknown vehicle was southbound on Kansas 27, 8 miles north of Goodland, just after 10 a.m. on Monday in Sherman County, when the vehicle struck the driver's side door of a 2015 Chevy Trax driven by Robert C. Sharps, 47, of Oakley, that was sitting on the shoulder of the highway. After impact, the Chevy came to rest in the west ditch and the other vehicle continued south. EMS transported Sharps to an area hospital for treatment of a minor injury. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation announced that it has approved the go-ahead for construction of their proposed Logan Intergenerational Facility, known as the LIFE Project. At their December meeting, the foundation trustees approved a guaranteed maximum price of $32 million presented by McCowan Gordon Construction Company based in Kansas City, and of that sum, $1 million for fixtures, furniture, and equipment is being raised through a local fundraising effort, and groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for March, weather permitting, with the estimated ribbon cutting in August of 2024, in time for classes that fall. The project is uniquely designed to integrate several community facilities into a single structure that encourages intergenerational connections. The design includes a new 36-bed nursing home that will replace the aging Logan Manor, a new pre-K through 4th grade elementary school, a gymnasium and locker room complex, a weight room and wellness facility which will be available to the public, a community room, and a multi-purpose room which will double as a community storm shelter, and an indoor corridor which will connect the new structure to the existing high school building for easy access by all students. A town hall meeting to share further information about the project is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. on Monday, February 13th at the Logan High School Auditorium, and the public is invited to attend and present any questions they have about the project. Anyone that needs additional information can contact Michael Earhart of DK Developments LLC in Phillipsburg, the designated owner's representative, at 785-302-1387. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tallgrass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through March 31st of 2023. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agriculture community as a whole, as the survey asks about native tall grass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tall grass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23, and if you're unable to complete the survey but wish to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726 to receive a written survey or to complete the survey over the telephone. Doctors on Call is back for its 18th season and airing on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they're excited that they're back for another season of Doctors on Call, as they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from central and western Kansas. The doctors selected each week have expertise in the topic chosen for that program, and viewers have the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show. A schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org, and the show airing tonight, February 7th, will cover wound care and wellness checks with Dr. Tyrell Summers from Russell Regional Hospital. To submit questions electronically on a specific topic, viewers can send an email to doctors@shptv.org. And during the program, viewers can call in questions at 1-800-337-4788. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Morning, noon, and night is always a good time to treat yourself at the Norton Sonic on Highway 36. Mornings feature a full breakfast menu and 99-cent large soft drinks till 11 a.m. Happy hours are every day, 2 to 5. Don't forget to sign up for your Android or smartphone Sonic app for exclusive offers. Morning, noon, and night, always a good time to treat yourself at Norton Sonic on Highway 36.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA is about to release its monthly forecast for U.S. crop exports and prices. These forecasts will hinge on what USDA expects for South American production. Gary Crawford has more in this report.
When USDA analysts make their monthly forecasts this week for U.S. crop exports, prices, and stocks, they won't have any new U.S. production data to work with, so the focus will be on foreign production.
Especially South America.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski says Argentina, for example, has endured months of drought, but rains moved into many areas a couple of weeks ago.
But the fundamental question is whether the rain came in time to save the crop.
Argentina's got a wide time window for planting and harvesting. Mark says that makes it tough to do a forecast, but USDA analysts are working on it.
Looking at the vegetative health index and all of the data that we have on satellite and elsewhere to try to gauge the health of that crop.
But Mark says it's not giving anything away, really, to acknowledge that
the crop is not going to achieve the full potential that it would have in a normal type of a growing season.
We'll get USDA's take on that potential very shortly now, Wednesday noon Eastern Time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And a bipartisan group of senators recently introduced legislation to merge USDA broadband programs. New Mexico Democrat Ben Ray Lujan and South Dakota Republican John Thune reintroduced the Rural Internet Improvement Act. The legislation would streamline and bolster USDA rural development broadband programs and ensure their funding is targeted to rural areas that need it the most. The Rural Internet Improvement Act would merge and codify the popular Rural E-Connectivity Pilot Program, or what's better known as the ReConnect Program. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Fair and mild weather over the central plains today and tonight. Low pressure will be developing over the southern plains and heading northward during the overnight hours, bringing rain to parts of our state. Temperatures will stay at or above average today and tomorrow, cooling off a little bit by Thursday with a cold front coming in from the north and west. Rain chances pretty low today. We have dry air in place for most of Kansas, but we can't rule out a few light showers for the southern and southeastern counties. Wind should be light today, but picking up a little bit tonight and especially tomorrow with that cold front moving in. On the map, heading into this afternoon, a low pressure system is developing over eastern and northern Texas. That'll be moving north overnight and tomorrow. High pressure is set up in the central Rockies, keeping things fair for us today. We also have a cold front moving into the Pacific Northwest. As part of the southern plains low, we'll be getting some strong thunderstorms over the next few days in the southern plains and the Gulf Coast states. Overnight looks mostly clear for all of our state, with the exception of a few rain showers or snow showers in our southeastern counties. By tomorrow morning, the southern plains low will get a little bit more defined and move northward into southwestern Missouri. That'll bring a good chance of rain or showers for our eastern counties. A cold front will move into northwestern Kansas tomorrow afternoon and evening and head across the state with cooler and windy weather coming up on Thursday. Then we're back to fair, breezy, and mild conditions for Friday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-40s with upper teens and low 20s for the overnight. North central, mid to upper 40s, and tonight we're in the mid-20s. Upper 40s to low 50s and mid to upper 20s for the overnight hours. Upper 40s and low 50s southwest, upper teens to low 20s overnight. Low 50s south central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Low 50s southeast and low to mid 30s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up 0.25, 799 and a half. September corn up 12.25, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.